In 2004, an FAO project to equip small fishing communities with the tools and know-how to dry fish on raised racks was implemented along the shores of Lake Tanganyika in Burundi. 10 years later, the project is seen to be a great success. Here to tell us more is FAO Fishery Industry Officer Yvette Diye-Wadi. Ms. Diye-Wadi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Why was the project initially implemented and what did it involve?
This FAO technical cooperation project was implemented to curb the high post-harvest losses that were occurring in the fishery sector, and a fishery sector which is predominantly small scale with a huge involvement of women. So if I take the example of the drying, which was one of the targets for this project, it was estimated in 2004 that 15% of the catches were lost completely or spoiled during the drying process. And definitely these losses had an impact on those who are directly involved in the drying, that are the value chain actors, because it's their livelihoods. But also it is a loss of food for the Burundi population. The situational analysis actually gave us the picture on where to focus efforts to make a significant reduction of losses. That was during this process, the stage of drying itself, because it was poorly done. Fish was dried on bare ground, and you can imagine what the end product could be at that time. So we brought in FAO's project, brought in some innovations. There have been some capacity development activities, knowledge and skills development. First of the fisheries officer from the Burundi Fisheries and Aquaculture Department. Those people were called the post-harvest unit. They were called a member of the post-harvest unit. So their capacity was developed so that they can do the cascade training later on. But also we involve the fishers themselves, fish processors, fishermen, fish traders in the training. So there was training of trainers of the fisheries department officer and training of the operators in the Mvugo pilot center, demonstration of improved technology in fish drying. That was the raised rack and the good practices in fish handling. That was what was done in collaboration with the national counterpart. We set up an agreement between the government of Burundi and the value chain actors, partnering for a center of Mvugo, which has a dual function: a didactic or training center and a productive center that is used by the fishers themselves for their need of for drying, and for them also to expand, to disseminate the technical innovation to other fishing communities.
And once these new practices were developed by local fishers, how did this change the community?
In 2004, if I remember, we provided some tens of racks, not more than 40 racks, for demonstration in Mvugo. Mvugo is the major fishing center in Burundi, but there are other centers. So the tenth of drying racks FAO provided for training purpose. Nowadays, you have more than 800, even 1,000. The latest update we had was 1,000 drying racks that are now being used. The innovation actually improved the quality of the product and the safety of the product itself, which led to better shelf life, better price for the product. And so for the income of the value chain actors, it is huge. The price of fish gone up from $2.5 to around $6. That's used for this community. The market have expanded beyond the community. The trade of fish, it went up to other communities along the Lake Tanganyika. So 18 fishing ports in Burundi, they also benefited later on from this assistance that was provided only in Mvugo. Also, you know, with the drying racks, there have been some community workers who have specialized in constructing drying racks. So it is employment that the project has created.
But now that the project has proved to be a success, is it a practice that can be used outside of this particular fishing community?
Beyond Mvugo, the 18 major fishing ports in Burundi, then the riparian countries along Lake Tanganyika, like Tanzania, Zambia, you will find drying racks or raised racks there to a lesser extent, but there are drying racks. And in Kenya, Uganda, those countries, you will find nowadays the drying racks, which are now common. What I can say from this success story in Burundi is that a project, a long-term development project, does not need to be a big project. This project was a project of $280,000, and see how the impact has been. The impact of a project is built in during the implementation of the project, and that is what I can draw from this. The community must see the benefit, the incentive, offer the innovation, offer the knowledge, offer the skill you are bringing in. They must see it. Once they see it, they are convinced. They can even adapt it. And also, we can mention the importance of an enabling environment. The support from the fisheries department, from the Burundi administration, was very, very important.
Ms. Diewadi, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.